Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Indianapolis Colts, Broncos tonight. You want the Colts to be bad. You don't want them to be too bad. Don't want them to luck into another quarterback. But if the Colts, let's say they tumble and they fall, and Jim Irsay, who's been emotional this offseason, Jim Irsay decides that he is going to move on and bring on a new coach, and he says goodbye to Frank Reich. Let's say he keeps Chris Ballard, but he says goodbye to Frank Reich, and they're bringing in a new coach. Do you think Nick Caserio should make the phone call and call Frank Reich?
Why not?
To be the coach to oversee things when they get good. We look at Lovie Smith as kind of a stopgap right now. Fair or not, that's how we look at it. That's how we looked at it from the beginning. Nobody else was going to hire Lovie Smith to be their defensive coordinator 2 years ago. Nobody was going to hire him to be the head coach now. I think he's perfect for where they are right now. But when it comes to that next guy, don't know who it's going to be. If Frank Reich were on the market, would you, if you were Nick Caserio, make the call and hire Frank Reich?
Serious question. Why not? There is no downside there. He's been up against it in Indianapolis for a number of reasons. Lots of injuries. Obviously, the Andrew Luck thing started it all. Retread quarterbacks, you know, older quarterbacks that you're trying to find, recapture some magic in. But Frank Reich is good. You know, he's called a Super Bowl winning game in Philadelphia. He knows what Doug Peterson is all about too, by the way, which is not a bad thing necessarily in the division when he's in the division. And so there's no downside. There's absolutely no downside to do that. I actually think it's not out of the realm of possibility for Jim Irsay to do something like that.
Yeah, I could see Jim Irsay keeping Chris Ballard.
Mm-hmm.
But I just find it hard to believe that with how the Colts are going right now, regardless of the why, I find it hard to believe that Jim Irsay is just going to be able to convince himself to run it back.
Mm-hmm.
If last year had never happened and then this year was happening, that's fine. But to lose to Jacksonville in the manner they did last year, and in large part because he trusted Frank Reich on Carson Wentz, that was Frank Reich's guy, and that's probably the most angry I've ever seen or heard Jim Irsay is when talking about Carson Wentz. Because of that, I could see Irsay making a change.
I'd actually understand it. I wouldn't necessarily agree it's the best move. But I would understand his frustration level for one. But sometimes you just need to make a change for the sake of change. You know, things need to change in that building, even though it might be someone you like a lot, someone you respect a lot, someone who's considered, as Frank Reich is, to be very good. Sometimes you just need change. I wouldn't think it's going to end up being the smartest decision, being so hasty, but I would actually kind of understand it from Mercer's perspective. You know, year after year, and you're just, you know, falling short. Sometimes you just need to change. And then he'd be on the street for like an hour. Someone would pick him up. Someone would want to hire Frank Reich.
Do you think there's like a coach that Nick Caserio has his eye on right now that if he's out there that he would have to say goodbye?
You mean a current coach?
A current coach. Like, is there a situation, like even with Lovie aside, if a lot of times you might be satisfied with your current situation, mm-hmm. but an opportunity presents itself and you didn't even know it was an opportunity. Like the Cleveland Browns, like Deshaun Watson, they had the opportunity. So they decided, you know, we're going to go with Deshaun Watson. Do you think there's any coach out there to where if he became available, Nick Caserio would just have to...
I'm trying to think of some good, like, not head coaches, like coordinators that might have that connection that he has that on.
I just think Frank Reich would be one of them. that would at least get some sort of attention.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I thought you meant like beside him.
No, I mean, I think his guys, for the most part, that we've tried Josh to connect McCown. To him. McCown. He's gracious. Mm-hmm. The hell is wrong with you, Figgy? Good God. But I don't know if they have their eye on someone, but you at least have to think about Frank Reich if he's out there.
You have to.
You got to at least think about it.
I don't see where there's a question. I don't. And maybe I'm overvaluing him. Maybe I'm thinking that he's better than he actually is. But he has shown in this league, you know, what he's capable of doing, certainly as a play caller with quarterbacks, et cetera. And I'm sold. I just think it's not working out in Indianapolis for a number of reasons. They probably should have just gone with a young quarterback from the start after Andrew Luck.
Who, though?
Like, I know.
The other thing about it is sometimes he's not out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's like there's not. The guy's not out there.
So they kept going Wentz, Rivers, and you know, et cetera.
The Wentz was a mistake.
Yeah.
And they gave up the assets to do that with Wentz. But sometimes the quarterback's not just out there. And that's
the team was pretty good.
Very
if they
good,
just yeah. had a quarterback that could kind of get you there a little bit, then they would have been all right.
And they had a good year with Rivers.
Yeah.
Good year with Rivers. They ran into the Chiefs.
Yeah.
And they ended up bouncing, and then they just kept like treading. Sometimes it's not there. And that's the other thing with the Texans, and that's why the Texans might be fortunate to be where they are right now, is that many people believe there are quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Now, sometimes.
And the Texans have 2 years to make that decision, conceivably.
Sometimes when you think that the quarterback's there, the class doesn't look as good. Like this class with Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, Mac Jones, Justin Fields, I get Davis Mills was a third round pick. Do we look back at that and say, wow, that was a really good class? It's early.
Yeah.
But do you really do that? And then I always go back to like the Tim Couch, Akili Smith, Cade McNown, like that. Like sometimes it's just not there. And the most dangerous thing you can do is invest in a young quarterback, unless you're the Arizona Cardinals and you're willing to just punt on Josh Rosen after a year and bring in Kyler Murray.
Right. And the Colts, they're being stuck in that purgatory, you know, that kind of middle ground of you're good, but not good enough. We're quite familiar with that in this city.
It's called the mediocre treadmill.
Yeah. I call it purgatory.
Call it the mediocre treadmill.
Yeah.
And the worst thing about the Colts is it's not like O'Brien. It's not like an O'Brien situation where the division is awful and you have Gus Bradley and you have Ken Whisenhunt and you have Mike Mularkey.
Mm-hmm.
You're coaching against them. Like the Indianapolis Colts are in a situation where they can't hang their hats on division titles because Tennessee's been pretty good. Like Tennessee was the best team in the NFL last year, record-wise, heading into the postseason. And Tennessee went to the AFC Championship game. Like the Indianapolis Colts last year, they were 9-8. They were 9-7 before they lost their final game. Bill O'Brien won two divisions with that record.
Yeah.
Can't do that anymore. Mm-hmm. AFC South is better. So they're in a tough spot. Jim Irsay's pissed off.
And improving still.
And I'm hoping the Colts, if I could pick the perfect win total for the Colts, I would say 7. 7 or 8 wins.
Purgatory personified.
And I don't know what Jim Irsay will say. Mm-hmm. Like, what's he going to do? You can't just run it back. Can't be back in the market. And I don't know how they get out of it. Maybe they have to offer a hell of a lot for a trade. And would you be willing, if you're the Texans and you have the 10th overall selection from the Cleveland Browns, let's say 10, and Will Levis is there and the Indianapolis Colts call you and want to make a trade, would you be willing to trade that pick to the Indianapolis Colts to stockpile more draft picks, knowing that you're giving them a guy who they believe is their franchise quarterback?
I personally would do it in a heartbeat. I don't think they will. Even though it was a different situation, you pointed that out fairly earlier. It was with Deshaun and all that other stuff. I just think their mindset is, we don't want to trade a high pick to a division opponent. I would in a heartbeat, because I think most general managers need to have that confidence in themselves that I'm doing it right no matter what we give you, and you're giving us more picks, so we're gonna kick your butt even easier.
If the Texans are in that situation, and let's say that they can get a first and second round pick from Indianapolis, they can do that. They can get a second this year, and then they can do it. I would do it for a number of reasons. First of all, if it's Frank Reich and Chris Ballard, they've shown that they suck at evaluating quarterbacks.
Yeah.
They've already shown that. They misevaluated Carson Wentz. They would have misevaluated the Matt Ryan situation. So they've shown you that they don't know how to evaluate quarterbacks. And assuming that the Texans took a quarterback in their, with their early first-round pick, the Texans would have their guy. So you had a crack at this guy. It's not like you're trading Deshaun Watson to a division guy. You're trading away indirectly a guy that you don't believe in.
Like
you're
using your example of Levis?
Yes.
Texans could have taken Levis?
Yes.
They didn't. They took whomever. Stroud, let's say.
Like,
yeah, and they passed on that guy.
Like, if you have a chance to hire someone and you hire this guy, but you don't hire guy B, guy C, guy D, are you really going to be upset if someone pays you for your
right.
guy C or D?
Right.
You shouldn't be.
Mm-mm.
So I don't think you can get too obsessed if you're Nick Caserio. Hell, if Tennessee wants to do it, look into it. Like with the Cleveland Browns, trade within the division. Trade them the third best, fourth best for the fourth best quarterback in the draft.
Tennessee may want to do it. To be honest,
it would be a perfect situation.
Yeah.
And it would be hilarious, but I've never believed in this don't trade within your division. I understood the Deshaun Watson thing to a certain point because it's not like you decided Deshaun Watson sucks and we would rather have this guy than Deshaun Watson. Like the Texans didn't look in the mirror and say, we'd rather have Davis Mills than Deshaun Watson.
God, I hope not.
Wow, we got to trade him. We got to get him out of here.
Yeah.
But if you pick your guy and then your biggest rival wants the guy that you passed on, here you go.
Take him.
Thank you very much for your draft picks. By the way, you're not going to have draft equity either.
Yeah, and we're going to use them for other players that make us better.
Sign me up.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
I'm with you.
Jacksonville, are the Jags where the Texans want to be?
Yes.
How long will it take the Texans to get there?
See, that's the thing. It starts with the coach and the quarterback. We all know that. That's not breaking news. But they had a quarterback that was struggling, and his brains might have been scrambled under Urban Meyer and Trevor Lawrence. I can't say enough about how quickly and awesome a job Doug Peterson seems to have done with Trevor Lawrence. I know he's super talented. I know he was the number one pick for 2 years. He could have been picked number one, maybe three. I get all that. But he was a mess last year. That organization was a mess last year. The offense was a mess last year. You get the right coach in there that can connect with that quarterback, and you're moving ahead. And I think the best examples of what the Texans can of how the Jaguars or what the Texans can be and maybe would be if they hire the right coach, a progressive, innovative coach with offense that can connect to
You think it has to be offense?
I do if you're drafting a quarterback, like a rookie quarterback. If you're drafting one, I'm not a big advocate of coach that calls plays. There's very few successful ones out there.
There's a hell of a lot in the NFL right now.
There's more in the NFL than there's been. But I'm not a huge fan of that. But when you have a young quarterback, it's that everyday relationship, conversations, on the same page. I think the Jaguars are a good example of that with Peterson and Trevor Lawrence. But what's really selling me on the job Doug Peterson's doing is the other people involved. I'm blown away at how good a season Christian Kirk is having to start the year. I thought he was a number two guy at best. Just a little stretch.
I thought it was the Jags tax.
Yeah.
The Texans tax where you have to pay more for a guy just so they don't actually come to your spot.
He's got, 20 catches already?
He's got 20 catches, as many as Brandon Cooks, but he's got like 120 more yards.
Yeah. And then he's, some of these other receivers that are making plays that he's getting them involved. He's reignited the run game, obviously, with Robinson and Etienne. And then he's transformed a quarterback. When you got a coach that can do that, and by the way, Lovie Smith is not it. No, all due respect. I think.
No, I don't disagree.
I don't think Pep Hamilton is it. We'll see. Could be wrong.
You out on Pep already?
No, not out. I just don't see. I mean, do you see anything where he's like all of a sudden connecting with Davis Mills? Davis Mills has regressed.
I'm grading him on a curve.
Davis Mills has regressed. Brandon Cooks is not getting open. They're not getting him open as much as he has in the past. Play calling we've talked about. I think you get a head coach like a Doug Peterson in here. Maybe it's a younger guy. Maybe it's a guy who's a coordinator right now that's, the hot shot Shanahan guy or the hot shot whomever. I think that makes a big difference.
Here's the thing for me when it comes to Pep Hamilton. And Pep Hamilton spoke earlier today. He talked about Damian Pierce. There's like multiple ways to grade Pep Hamilton. As a play caller, I'm grading him on a curve.
Mm-hmm.
Because Davis Mills has stunk. And I think he's kind of handcuffed. And I don't. There hasn't been as many resources invested on offense as there has on defense, like prime assets.
Right.
Although you've done a good job with Kenyon Green and you've done a good job with Damian Pierce.
Those are two.
But
it's a good start.
The skill position guys, it's not where you'd like it to be specifically with the depth. So I'm grading him on a curve when it comes to being an offensive play caller. But here's the problem, and this might be the biggest problem that I have. And this is something that, you know, when someone takes a new position or someone gets a promotion, you've got to factor in if they're still doing at a high level the same stuff they were doing before they got that promotion.
Right.
Because what was Pep Hamilton thought of before he got the offensive coordinating opportunity? Like, what was his bread and butter, and what did we say about Pep Hamilton was the thing that he did best?
Quarterback coach.
Work with the quarterback.
Yeah.
And we praised him for Herbert. Yeah. We praised him for getting what he got out of Davis Mills last year.
Yeah.
We talked about the Andrew Luck. If Davis Mills is regressing, who am I supposed to blame that on? Is it just that Davis Mills is at a wall? It's possible. It's possible Davis Mills is just what most people thought he would be, and that's why he went in third round. But if we are looking at regression of Davis Mills, how much of that falls onto Pep Hamilton, the quarterback coach, and how much of that has to do with the fact that Pep Hamilton now has more on his plate as an offensive coordinator, and he's not just working with the quarterback? I think that needs to be discussed and needs to be addressed. How much do we blame him for the regression?
I think we have the answer.
Because we separate him, though, when we talk about the play calling.
But
that's his thing.
But the thing is, we can't treat Pep Hamilton different than we did B.O.B. and Tim Kelly. Because you are judged by what you get out of your quarterback. Right or wrong. It could be just Davis Mills. It could be he's just regressed. He was not as good. It was a fluke, you know? But you're judged by how you develop a young quarterback in this league. You just are. You know? And so right or wrong, he has to be judged by that.
And I think it kind of goes back to what you said. And you said that you don't like coaches calling plays.
I'm not a big fan is what I said.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
No,
I get it. There's some success stories out there, obviously.
But my point is, your whole thought on that, and you're not alone, is there's too much to focus on. You basically have two jobs.
Correct.
So do you like your elite quarterback coach who's been just a quarterback coach for a while? Do you like him calling plays? Is he focusing as much on Davis Mills as he did last year? Or are you taking away something that was one of your biggest assets and turning it into something where you have kind of an average play caller in Pep Hamilton?
Yeah, see, that doesn't bother me as much because he's still just on the one side of the ball with the one player more than any other.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like a head coach that has to worry about defense and special teams and egos and meetings and all this other stuff. He's still he's going to the same meetings. He's just moved over one chair, you know? He's the offensive coordinator and play caller instead of the quarterback's coach. So, again, right or wrong, and it could be dead wrong. It could be, hey, you know what, Davis Mills, he's Tom Savage. You thought something was there, and it wasn't there. I'm being dead serious.
No, he might. I mean, he's playing like it.
Yeah. But Pep Hamilton's going to be judged by that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and I just kind of see in the light here. Okay, do I need to start looking at Davis Mills' progression and start holding Pep Hamilton responsible for that instead of separating it when I talk about the play calling?
Yeah.
This is why we talk these things out.
It's fun talking these things out.
Let's some lunchtime confessions. This time of the year, there's always a discussion that's had in America's pastime that I just don't think people should be having. We'll get into that when we confess coming up.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last.
Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right. Lunchtime confessions coming up. Confessing our sins, some to do with sports, some have nothing to do with sports, but we are transparent with you, so we confess Monday through Friday at 12:20. We'll get into that, but let's look at the young talent on these teams that are going to play on Sunday. Texans versus Jaguars. This is an opportunity for a tone to be set, because you're going to see Trevor Lawrence for a long time. You're going to see Walker for a long time. You're going to see a lot of these young guys in Jacksonville for a long time. And the Texans have a lot of young talent for the first time in a while. A lot of young talent that's going to see these guys for many Sundays to come, two times a year. I know we might look at this as not a very big game, but this could be a big game and a chance to set the tone for many years to come.
I'm so glad you brought that up, because I've been sitting here thinking, well, what does the streak really mean? Because it's a whole different cast of characters now. Well, what it means that is, if this cast of characters, you know, the Stingleys, and we all know the rookies, you know, the Petries and the Damian Pierces, et cetera, if they can all of a sudden go into Jacksonville and do what previous incarnations of the Texans have done, first of all, you're setting the division on its ear, because I mentioned earlier the Jaguars right now have the highest Vegas odds, the best Vegas odds to win the division. Secondly,
that's something.
Secondly, the Jaguars all of a sudden might have a little doubt, because even though they feel pretty good about themselves, that would be another loss, you know, even after facing the Eagles. And third, what you just said, you're establishing this crop of Texans, and they're saying, oh yeah, we own Jacksonville too.
Yeah, it's going to be a long time. We're going to see a lot of these faces for a long time.
But it could happen.
You look back on it, it could be a situation where Texans and Jags are near the top of the division 5 years from now, and we look back to this upcoming Sunday as where it all began.
Yeah, could be.
You remember that for a long, long time. Going to be a fun game with a lot of young talent on both ends for the first time in a long time. Let's confess.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
My, you want me to go? So we were talking. I don't know if any of mine. Well, I got one sports one. You want me to do the sports one first?
You can stick to sports. You can not stick to sports. Do what you want to do.
I'm going
to
do the sports one first, and I have two that are non-sports because I've been right with you. I hate the cut-ins on Aaron Judge. I was tired of it all.
Oh, God.
It's kind of cool when it happened. I get it, I've been at the front of the list.
Come on now,
hey,
come on now.
This is called confessions, right?
This effing guy.
This is called look at this effing guy. This is called confessions, right? I was rolling my eyes. I don't feel it's the real record. I mean, obviously it's the American League, right? But I don't think it would have been hyped up as much, you know, when if anybody other on another team had done it. But as much as we hate to admit it, and as much as we hate the Yankees, it's kind of cool. It's kind of cool when you're, they were in the Rangers Park, but it's kind of cool when you see a big Yankee, you know, legend, I guess we can call him, hit number 62.
Calling him a legend already?
Yeah. It's 62. Isn't Roger Maris a legend? It's 61. I just got to admit, I thought it was kind of cool.
Stephen A. and Mad Dog argued about this yesterday. It was actually pretty entertaining. I think we have it.
Yeah.
Here's Stephen A. Smith talking about who the real home run king is.
I walked up to Barry Bonds and I gave that man a hug. You know why? Because I don't give a damn what happened and what he was doing. He is one of the greatest ever. As far as I'm concerned, he is the home run king. This man smacked 73 home runs in a season. You could call it what you want.
He cheated!
Whatever.
Come
whatever.
On, he took whatever. The steroids whatever. Forever. Whatever. His head expanded.
Yeah, I agree.
He's 24 home runs more than he ever hit in that one
that's
year.
True.
Judge hit the 62.
Hey, you say what you want. What I'm not going to allow is for us to walk around and act like we just summarily dismissed the greatness that Bonds put on display for two decades.
All right.
I agree with that. I'm just saying it was kind of cool. It's kind of cool watching it.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
I'm grossed out by my coworkers.
Me?
Starting with you.
Me?
And I'm also looking at Ron the Show Hughley.
I am a very hygienic person.
John, you carried around a molded bag for 2 years.
Okay, it wasn't molded. It stunk a little bit. And once I realized that it stunk, you should have told me earlier.
I just thought it was your smell, John.
I changed it.
Show left on Monday. A couple of dirty Tupperware things.
Oh, I saw that.
Right here in the studio. And I'm looking at your Tupperware right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got to tell you, this is the foulest smelling lunch that you've ever brought in here.
This is great.
What is that?
It is Elgin sausage with OG sauce.
Figgy.
You got to smell this.
I do.
Smell this.
Trust me, I do. Ugh.
Look, put your face in that.
Ugh.
It's delicious.
Are you sure that's fresh?
That's fresh. Elgin sausage. I've driven.
Man.
I've made that.
Speaking of mouths, you want to wrap your mouth around some of this sausage right here.
Oh, my God. There's a whiff now.
It's
even worse
awesome.
Than it was.
Delicious.
Figgy.
713-572-4610. Elgin sausage is about an hour and a, about 2 hour drive from here. I've made the drive just to pick up 5 pounds of that sausage.
Goodness gracious. There's something the you do with it or something. Or maybe you're not washing the Tupperware. I don't know.
It's delicious.
I'm grossed out by my teammates.
I was thinking about this. I wrote this down for a previous show. We were talking about things that you couldn't quit. I think you brought that up. Things that you couldn't quit and how hard it is to quit. Monday or Tuesday, you brought that up. And I was remembering back in the day when I was in college and shortly thereafter, I would spend hours and hours. I could not quit three of those arcade stand-up video games.
Those were awesome.
The one with the little roller World Series, baseball World Series with
all
the roller.
Of them were great.
But these are three I couldn't. I played them 6-7 hours at a time. Kind of like the kids do now with the games, you know, in the home. Space Invaders and Frogger. So my confession is I got the itch to play one of these games again so bad. Is there any place?
They're selling them now.
Is there 713-572-4600?
Yeah, there's bars. There's bars.
That has Space Invaders and Frogger.
There's one that has everything.
I
it's
need
one
to know.
Right by Minute Maid Park. That's yeah, awesome,
off
man.
The chain.
Seriously?
Yes, and they have everything.
Hit me up. What is it, Figgy?
I forgot the name
it's,
of it.
I think
but
it's called Cidercade. Is it Cidercade or Neil's?
Cidercade or Neil's? Stand up arcade.
I know the one by Minute Maid is dope because I think they got like a fee. I think they do it twice a month.
Yeah, 20.
But you pay one fee and you can play everything for free.
Oh, yeah, I can play.
I would be lost in there.
That was one of the first places I went to when I got to Houston.
And I'm not a video game guy, you know, with the Game Boys and all that stuff. I'm just not. Never have been. But those games, the stand-up arcade game, I used to spend hours.
These kids now are goofballs that play video games because all they do is sit in the house. They never leave. They sit there. They play till 5 a.m. They watch. There's like videos where they watch each other play games. It's weird. They don't experience what it's like to go to an arcade.
Yeah.
You've got competition. You don't. Or you got teammates. You're either developing a bond with someone as your teammate, which I'm sure that you guys that play Call of Duty will say you do. No, it's not the same. Not over a headset. Yeah. You actually have to see the person.
They actually got some friends all across the country.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
You actually, yeah,
they
but
never
yeah,
met.
Yeah, but they don't know them. But you actually have to see someone, rub elbows with them, try to beat Ninja Turtles or beat the Simpsons or something like that as a team. Or you compete with them in NBA Jam. You actually got to do that. You actually got to go to GameStop the night before and get the game. Wait in line. Talk to other people that are excited about the game. Not sit at home and download it on your damn Xbox or PlayStation.
If you have
you
seen,
kids are clueless.
Yes.
Y'all might play them more. You kids are clueless when it comes to video
games. Here's the thing
games.
About arcade games, like actual games, like Space Invaders and Frogger. Space Invaders, people always talk a lot of crap about their prowess as video gamers, as gamers. I was killer at Space, like killer at Space Invaders. If you know where there is one of those, I'm in. Let me know.
Guarantee.
713-572-4610.
One of these
just
bars has
talking
it.
Talking about it the other day got me going. But here's the other thing real quick before we get to the next confession. It's a social event.
Yes.
When you're at an arcade.
Yes.
You're talking, you're drinking a beer or whatever. You're playing the game and you're, you know, you're all around the arcade waiting for your turn.
Yeah.
When you're at home.
Yeah.
Just talking to the walls.
And even then, you're playing on a headset. It's not, hey, come over. Let's get on the sticks.
Yeah.
Let's
exactly.
see what's up. 21 skunk. Guy sitting in the background just co-signing you.
I got winners.
Yeah, you kids don't got it anymore. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, y'all are just sitting around, not even having to go to GameStop or anything like that.
Yeah.
I don't want y'all's life.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
It's the argument that drives me the most nuts annually. And one of the loopholes, shout out to the loopholes. If you listen, you are one. He just put it out there, and it drives me nuts.
And it is.
Aaron Judge is the MVP, okay?
Sure.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
But don't tell me Shohei Ohtani's not the MVP because his team didn't make the playoffs.
Oh, get out of here.
This is baseball. I hear this about Mike Trout all the time.
Get out
it's
of
baseball.
Here.
It's an individual team sport. You go up there, you bat, you can hit 480, and the rest of your team can be terrible and you not get in.
Yeah.
So let's not act like a guy has to make the play. If you want to argue Aaron Judge, just put the numbers up there.
Yeah.
He's the MVP. No problem. But don't tell me that Mike Trout can't be MVP because his team's not making the playoffs.
Yeah.
Don't tell me Felix Hernandez can't win Cy Young because his team didn't get in the playoffs. Value D's.
Yeah.
Baseball's an individual team sport. Drives me nuts. Let's stop it.
All right. I got one more.
Go ahead.
Watch this.
Because I think you might have a strong opinion on this.
Uh-oh.
So there's a big thing trending yesterday and today nationally on Twitter about who the next James Bond is going to be.
I've never watched one.
I've loved James Bond.
I watched Tom Cruise. Was he it? He was
No, that was...
Wait, didn't Tom... Oh, that was Mission Impossible.
That was Mission Impossible. Yeah. So Daniel Craig retired from the role, and now they're saying Idris Elba, Tom Hardy, Tom Hiddleston. This is my confession, and I've loved and watched James Bond movies since back, way back, you know. in the day. They shouldn't make any more. It's run its course. These franchises, as they call them, they have a shelf life.
I'm so glad you said
that. They have a shelf
life. I'm adding one in, too, figure.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, I'm a fan of James Bond. I grew up watching it. I've gone through, five, six different James Bonds. I'm done. These franchises, they have a beginning and they have an end, and we've reached the end for James Bond. Enough. Okay.
Speaking of which,
okay.
Oh, I'm so glad you said this. I'm so glad you said this.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
I saw a movie trailer yesterday for a movie that's coming out soon. It's called it's from the Halloween series, and it's called Halloween Ends. Bull. That is never going to end.
Yes.
This is like a George Strait farewell tour. Yes, it should. Yeah. But don't tell me Halloween
that
ends.
That movie been going since 1979,
This
man.
Has been dragging on for damn near four decades. So quit lying to me.
Who's the lady that's in it?
That Jamie Lee Curtis?
I feel like she's Michael Myers at this point.
I mean, good.
It might be her.
That's a great line.
You want to talk about sucking every ounce out of something? Don't tell me Halloween ends. This is like
she
the cowboy
be the killer,
rides
man.
Away. George Strait. How many farewell tours has George Strait had?
You've heard me talking about that too.
Halloween.
This time he really means it.
Give me a break.
She gotta be the killer, man.
Let me give you some credible evidence on your side of this. See, I think James Bond run its course. Halloween has run its course.
God, James Bond's at least got it. Can be unique.
But like, that's enough already. Come on.
Halloween.
Enough.
Like, I don't even watch the dude. It's the same thing. He's trying to break into her house. He's trying to kill you. It looks creepy. You hit him over the head with a pan. You think he's dead, and then he comes back. How do you people keep this stuff alive?
Exactly.
Those type of horror movies don't even exist in this day and age.
How do you people keep this stuff alive? I can tolerate the Star Wars. I don't watch it. I can tolerate all this stuff. But how do you people keep Halloween alive for four decades and it's the same damn thing every time?
Yes. I'll give you some credible evidence to your point. I saw Halloween, the original, when Jamie Lee Curtis was young and hot.
Yes.
In high school, in a theater, on a date.
The trailers are
even
the
same. I think I was like 15.
The trailer's been the same for four decades.
I know.
It's been the same thing.
I was dropped off at the theater before I could drive on a date and watched Halloween.
Goodness gracious.
That's how long it's been around.
Hey, she had a good career, though, man.
No, she's awesome.
Off of this one movie, man.
She had it going on.
She was smoking hot and trading places.
Yeah, big time.
She was real likable.
Yeah.
But, man, why is this still going?
Yeah.
Stop it. Seriously.
Joysticks is the one by Minute Maid?
Yes, yes, that's it. That's right. It, Joysticks.
Yes, Joysticks.
Go there.
I've had the itch for 3 days, man.
It's nice.
Yeah.
They're selling those now for like $500, arcade machines.
The stand-up?
Yeah, get one at your new crib.
I'm going to put that in my new house.
You got that money.
What's the game called you're talking about?
Space Invaders.
Bet you can find it. Guaranteed.
Here I go.
Landry Locker.
Hello,
John
eBay.
Lopez, Figgy Fig. With you here on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610. Coming up, we know J-Lo can afford that because J-Lo's rich. And he's about to tell you the hard part about being rich. Next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Live from the Twin Peaks studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
We're going to hear what Sean McVay and Bobby Wagner got to say about police report being filed following the fan running onto the field and getting tackled by Bobby Wagner. What a dope he is. But John Lopez, because he can feel the pain of Bobby Wagner and Sean McVay, although I don't know how worried they are.
You're full of crap.
John Lopez has a list of rich people problems.
I did.
That he's going to present to you.
Here's the truth now of what I said. I was looking at this thing, and I'm like, man, the only reason that guy is suing Bobby Wagner is because he knows he's got money. He knows the team and the league has money. And he broke the law. He's the one that jumped over the rail, put a smoke bomb wherever he put that smoke bomb, and was trespassing.
Where was that smoke bomb?
It was kind of like either under his arm or I don't know. He had it like tied to something, maybe on his hip or something. He broke the law, and he's suing Bobby Wagner? And I'm like, the only reason that happened is because Bobby Wagner's rich. And it made me think.
Okay.
It didn't make me think about myself, okay, although I knew you were going to bring this up. Some things about being rich must really suck. I'll put up with
Do
it.
Do they?
I would put up with it, and
okay,
put it that way.
Okay.
But they must really suck.
Okay.
You get sucked. You get sued by bozos like that.
Okay, that would suck.
That's one. 713-572-4610. People are always asking for money. When you're rich, you get asked for money.
I'm sure.
Every day.
Probably.
Can you help me out with this? I've got this investment for that. Hey, there's this charity that needs such and such.
Don't you just treat it like kids are supposed to treat drugs?
I know.
Just say no?
I won't mention any names, but there's some relatively famous people in this city, well-off people in this city that I've known over the years. They have basically like a budget January 1st for the year for charitable monetary charitable donations. And they'll go through all of them. And as much as you can, once the budget's hit, they'll show you the receipt. That's it. That's our budget for the year. So that's kind of smart to do it like that. Another problem with being rich. Do you ever really know who your friend is?
Sure.
Really?
Sure.
Or are they just taking advantage? Especially new friends. Like the guys you grew up with, and family members that you trust. Those are friends, right? But we've talked about Deshaun Watson a lot on this show. Is Brian Burney really his friend?
No. No.
Is Quincy Avery really his friend?
Well, I mean, Quincy Avery found him when he was 16 years old. And
well,
number
that was
one,
old enough.
Well, number one recruit in the nation.
Yeah.
And now they're bros for life. So,
yeah.
I don't know.
I guess when you're rich, maybe, you never really, really
maybe
know.
Maybe they've turned into it.
Yeah.
Maybe you kind of turn into that.
Yeah.
But where would they be if everything came tumbling down? Don't know.
Another thing that must be hard when you're really rich, and it sucks, but staying loyal to your significant other.
What?
That's got to be. We see it all the time. We see it every day of our lives. Some rich, famous athlete or celebrity got caught with so-and-so because. Well, why do you think that's happening?
Well, I'll tell you this. I know some poor people that can't keep it in their pants either.
That's true, and that's a problem.
So I don't necessarily think that's a money thing. I think that's more of a glory hole thing.
I think it's more a money thing. I think it happens more often when it's money involved.
I don't know about that.
I think they get away with it more when there's money involved.
I think they're more of a target. You get a lot better looking when you have money.
That's true.
Probably, but there's a lot of guys who have trouble keeping it in.
No, that's true. That's one. It's a story as old as time. But when you have money, you get a lot better looking. And that must be make it really, really.
And when you got the money, you don't care as much because you're not worrying about losing everything because you're the one with the money.
If she
don't want to deal with it, she can go. You can find somebody else.
Yeah, yeah.
If you was broke, you ain't trying to lose your lady.
Right. Another issue must be a big issue when you're really, really rich, like raising well-balanced children. Like raising your kids the right way, having some discipline in their lives, having some humility in their life, teaching them to work for things. That must be really hard when you're rich, is to raise well-balanced kids. I want my kids to struggle and work and, you know, learn things like that. But if I was filthy rich, it'd be a lot harder to do that.
Yeah, it's impossible.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, some of these kids, they just, I mean, what are you supposed to do?
And you also, your instinct is to give them everything they want, you know, but you can't do that.
Some do.
Some do.
What do you say? And some turn out fine.
Yeah.
You know, it's not all or nothing, but it happens.
Yeah.
Rich person problems from the OG John Lopez.
And taxes.
Taxes.
That's another one.
I feel like rich people are good at getting tax write-offs, though. They're always so good at that.
You see the stories about this billionaire that paid $800 in taxes. Yeah. And stuff. I don't know how they do it.
And I give them props to that.
I wish I had problem. I wish I had that problem.
I give people props for doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they do seem like they know how to work the taxes a little bit more.
Guy said that he's not suing Bobby Wagner. He's just filing a report on
it. We didn't say he was.
Well, what do you think?
I did.
Because what do you think is coming next?
Oh, yeah.
You know, when you file a report on somebody, if they actually, you know, follow up on it, you're probably going to end up suing him. Yeah.
Kid should have gotten his ass whooped.
Here's another one.
He should be drinking dinner. Yeah. Honestly, he should have gotten tossed up.
Here's some
way worse than he did.
When you're rich, you're always expected to pick up the tab.
Well, you should do it anyways.
But you shouldn't be expected to do it.
No, I mean, just do it.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Nike. Just do it. Pick up the damn check. Shouldn't have to ask for it. You go out to eat with a rich person. Hey, we'll split the check. Oh, hell no. I went to eat.
But it's the gesture that counts.
Man. We went to eat with John McClane at Ambassador. You think I even faked some alligator arms? Hell, Lopez ordered a to-go plate.
I did. But I was expecting to pay.
Come on.
I was.
Come on.
I was absolutely.
I didn't see any reach.
Hey, the next time. Yeah, I gave my card. And he told me to put it up. I gave him my credit card. But the next time I ate with him, I paid.
He let you do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's just because he's not allowed to have his own money.
This is true.
Oh, my account's low.
Mm-hmm.
Carol Lindley gave me 30. Can you spot
me? She back from Florida yet?
The worst poor... I'll go on the other side. Poor people problems.
Yeah.
There's no problem if you ask somebody to front you. It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
If you need me to get you when we go out to eat, if you need me to get you when we go to the movies, if you need me to get you a couple of drinks, that's fine.
Yeah.
You got to tell me before, though, sir. Even if I have the money.
As you're going. Yeah.
Don't tell me last second, sir.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tell me before.
I'm with you on that.
Don't tell me after.
Mm-hmm.
Can't do that.
Yeah.
You ordered the to-go with McClane.
I did. Hey, my wife likes shrimp fried rice.
I'm worried about him ordering the two egg rolls.
Apparently he did that again.
Yeah, it was Sean.
Yeah.
The two egg rolls is too much.
They're giant.
They look like Barry Bonds baseball
bats.
They
look like pork chops.
They do. That was a damn entree.
It was.
Man ordered two.
Yeah.
Like he was at Panda Express or something.
Yeah.
It was a damn burrito.
That's what it was. It was a big Freebirds burrito.
You think McClain misses traveling with the team?
Nope.
You don't?
Nope.
I feel like he does.
Nope. It's not as glamorous as you think, man. It's old fast.
I'm going to ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think, be honest.
Of course.
Do you think that McClain was pissed, even like a little bit, even if it was initial, that they moved his seat in the press box to the other side of the area? You notice that?
Yeah.
You think probably. He was ticked?
Yeah, I would be. That's John McClain, man.
Yeah, but he doesn't work for the Chronicle anymore.
I know. That's why they were justified in doing it, but then he got moved.
And they did name the area, so it wasn't like some sort of statement.
Yeah.
It's where you sit, like, in relation
to pecking
everything
order
else.
And
but how funny is it
right by Texans PR
McClain had to get moved
and all that.
I was so happy.
He was humbled a little. You were happy?
I love seeing McClain get inconvenienced. People been laying out the red carpet for him the whole time. Well, move your ass over there, McClain.
4 months to retire.
Move over there, sir.
It didn't retire.
It took him 4 months to retire.
Get out of here, McClain.
Yeah.
Get out of your
seat.
He's
working way more than he ever did.
He really is. But the good news is I'm happy for him because I think he's doing a lot of it, even though he's going to practices, which is fine.
Is he?
He's
going to practices?
He's gone to not as many, but he is going. But he's doing most of the work at home. I think it's good. Good for him. Take a load off, man.
Is that your idea of taking a load off?
Working at home? That would be a lot
Writing
easier.
Articles about Tavier Thomas is your idea of taking a load off?
If you're still going to work, yes.
Let's go around the league. Speaking of work, Davis Mills is very pleased with his work. Plus, we'll hear from Bobby Wagner, who reacts to the police report that we just mentioned. Round the league next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.